Allah, Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Allah, Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habib Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabi Allah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nur Allah. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. Wahlul uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. O Allah Azza wa Jal, open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us. Have mercy on us. O the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious. Balagha al-ula bi kamalihi, kashafa ad-duja bi jamalihi. حَسُنَتْ جَمِيعُ خِصَالِهِ صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ. All praises is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds, the Master of the Day of Judgment, the Owner, Initiator and Creator of everything. Abundance of peace, blessings and choices, salutations be upon the cause and cream of creation, the Prophet of Rahmah, the Intercessor of the Ummah, the Owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara. Peace and blessings be upon his beautiful family and his illustrious companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een, as well as upon the saints of this ummah. We say marhaba and welcome to all those viewers from throughout the world, whoever have joined us by the satellite or our Facebook page or the YouTube channel. Pyara pyara kalam suninge, jiska naam hai Bhard Joli. Sarkare Madina, lot kar main na jaunga khali. Allahu Akbar. A very nice and a very beautiful kalam early in the morning, inshallah. And thereafter, we shall continue with our program. Kindly stay locked to Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Gar tum na sunoge to meri kaun sunega, gar tum na karoge to karam kaun karega, bhar do jholi meri sarkare Madina, bhar do jholi meri tajdare Madina, laut kar main na jaunga khali, kuch nawason ka sadqa ata ho mere aqa, kuch nawason ka sadqa ata ho, apne pyaron ka sadqa ata ho. Dar pe aaya hu ban kar suwali, dar pe aaya hu ban kar suwali. Tumhare aastaan se zamana kya nahi paata, tumhare aastaan se zamana kya nahi paata, koi bhi dar se khali mangne wala nahi jata. Bhar do jholi meri sarkare Madina, bhar do jholi meri tajdare Madina, laut kar main na jaunga khali. Tum zamane ke mukhtar ho ya Nabi, bekason ke madadgar ho ya Nabi. Tum zamane ke mukhtar ho ya Nabi, bekason ke madadgar ho ya Nabi. Sab ki sunte ho apne ho ya ghair ho, sab ki sunte ho apne ho ya ghair ho. Tum gareebon ke gham khwar ho ya Nabi, bhar do jholi meri sarkare Madina, bhar do jholi meri tajdare Madina, laut kar main na jaunga khali. Kuch nawason ka sadqa ata ho mere aqa, ghause azam ka sadqa ata ho. Dar pe aaya hu ban kar suwali, مصیبت کے مارے ہوئے سخت مشکل میں ہے غم سے ہارے ہوئے ہم ہیں رنجو مصیبت کے مارے ہوئے سخت مشکل میں ہے غم سے ہارے ہوئے یا نبی کچھ خدا راہ میں بھیک دو یا نبی کچھ خدا راہ ہمیں بھیک دو در پہ آئیں گے جھولی بسارے ہوئے بھر دو جھولی میری سرکار مدینہ لوٹ کر میں نہ جاؤں گا خالی مخالف زمانہ کدھر جائیں ہم حال دل بے کسی کس کو دکھلائیں ہم تمہارے بھکاری ہیں یا مصطفیٰ ہم تمہارے بھکاری ہیں یا مصطفیٰ کس کے آگے بھلا ہاتھ پھیلائیں ہم بھر دو جھولی میری سرکار مدینہ بھر دو جھولی میری تاجدار مدینہ لوٹ کر میں نہ جاؤں گا خالی زندگی بخش دی بندگی کو آبرو دین حق کی بچا لی ہاں آبرو دین حق کی بچا لی میرے آقا کا پیارا نواسا میرے آقا کا پیارا پیارے آقا کا پیارا پیارے آقا کا پیارا نواسا جس نے سجدے میں گردن کر ڈالی حشر میں ان کو دیکھیں گے جس دور امتی خوشی سے ہاں امتی یہ کہیں گے خوشی سے کہ آ رہے گے وہ دیکھو محمد میرے آقا آ رہے گے وہ دیکھو آ رہے گے وہ دیکھو آ رہے گے وہ دیکھو آ رہے گے آ رہے گے وہ دیکھو میرے آقا جن کی ہے شان سب سے نیرالی کاش پرنم دیارے نبی میں جیتے جی ہو بلاوا کسی دن ہاں جیتے جی ہو بلاوا کسی دن حال دل مصطفیٰ کو سناؤں حال دل مصطفیٰ کو سناؤں دیکھ کر ان کے روزے کی جالی بھر دو جھولی میری تاجدار مدینہ گھٹ کر میں نہ جاؤں گا خالی کچھ نواسوں کا صدقہ عطا ہو میرے آقا اپنے پیاروں کا صدقہ عطا ہو میرے آقا غوث اعظم کا صدقہ عطا ہو میرے آقا میرے مرشد کا صدقہ عطا ہو در پہ آیا ہوں بن کر سوالی در پہ آیا ہوں بن کر سوالی در پہ آیا ہوں بن کر سوالی
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم ویلکم بیک ونس اگین We were listening to this Nati Rasool sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Bhar do jholi Meri sarkar madina Lot kar main na jaunga khali Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala Ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam There are so many beautiful and amazing qualities of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam From amongst those unique qualities One quality is His modesty Allahu Akbar His sharmu haya Trust me This is such a secret quality of a man, you know, feeling shy, Normally people say it's equality of a woman. عورتوں کو ہی شرم آتی ہے, مردوں کو نہیں آنی چاہیے. یہ بات غلط ہے, ایسا نہیں کہتے ہیں. بلکہ جس کا ایمان زیادہ مضبوط ہو, the person whose ایمان and faith is more stronger, the stronger or the more modest he would be. He would feel shy from everything because he knows my Rabb is watching me. In privacy, secretly, openly, wherever he goes, he'll be modest. He will take care of his chastity, of his izzat, of his looks. He will be concerned, not because of pride, but the fact that my Rabb is watching me. This is a secret quality of a man when a person is shy. And it is a very beautiful quality. Hazrat Sayyidina Uthman Ghani, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was so modest that it has been mentioned in the narrations that even the angels of Allah Azza wa Jal would feel shy from him. Can you imagine? The malaika and the angels would feel shy from a person. He was so modest. It has been mentioned about him that even if he, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, was behind closed doors, he would not stretch out his legs whilst he is resting on his bed. Rather, he would have his legs folded. Subhanallah, subhanallah. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us for the sake of Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel and the social media, have you seen how modest is Hazrat Sayyidina Uthman Ghani? As I mentioned, a secret quality of a man which is very admirable. From this we also understand that if you had to only ponder and focus on this fact and reality, that if Uthman Ghani being a ummati, Allahu Akbar, of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being a companion of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so modest, a follower and a ashiq of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so modest, then what would you say about the one who is an embodiment of modesty himself? And that is our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, جو خود سر سے لے کے پاؤں تک, from head to toe, from his blessed head to his blessed toe, he himself is the embodiment of modesty. What do you think what may have been the condition of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Subhanallah, subhanallah. Qurban jao, sadqe jao, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we will unlock some reality on this topic inshallah. What are the blessings of being modest? Being shy is not a quality of only woman, but rather it is a great quality, and such a quality, subhanallah, that whoever possesses this, he is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He becomes the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. Regarding the modesty of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in Mishkat Sharif, he has mentioned that the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so modest. Allahu Akbar. He was so modest that he would be even more shy than even a bride. Allahu Akbar. In some narrations, the example of a maiden, a woman or a girl that's about to get married, you know, the shyness that she would have. I'm talking in these days here, people are very blunt and people are very upright and straightforward. In these days here, that modesty has been lost. You know, actually, sometimes it's just all drama about crying and about, you know, leaving your parents. People cannot wait to leave the house of their parents. Nowadays, illa mashallah, I'm not saying every home, but most of the time that we see, yes, they would fight to get married to the one that they want to get married. And when they do leave the home, then that's the time they cry. But sari zindagi jo humne apne maa baap ko sataya, rulaya, wo ek alag baat hai. Khair, Allah azza wa jal raham farmaye, karam farmaye. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was even more modest than a maiden. Elaborating on this hadith, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Na'imi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had said and given an example. He said, when a maiden is about to get married, or just consider a bride that's newly wedded, you know, it's her first time in her husband's home, and normally they feel shy and they are given some type of relaxation and exemption from cleaning the house, carrying out the household chores, stuff, etc., etc. So the girl would normally be shy. She would sit in one corner. She would be hesitant to do whatever she wants to do, as she would do in her own home. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was even more shy than a bride. Can you imagine? Subhanallah. When he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would speak to anyone, he would lower his gaze and speak. when he is walking anywhere and going anywhere, for example, the marketplace or going for salah, he would have his blessed gaze lowered. And it was never in the habit of the Holy Rasul as he's walking, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would look into people's homes to the right and to the left. Ye aadat hi nahi thi. As we are driving, we are walking, we have the habit to always peep and, you know, peep into other people's businesses as to what are they doing. If you're walking on the streets, passing people's homes, we like to see how is this person's garden, how is his yard, how big house he has, what he's perhaps doing. Inquisitive eyes. Bechain jo aankhein hoti hai na, yahan wahan takti rehti hai. Phir namaz mein bhi hame in aankhon ko hum chain nahi dete. Namaz mein bhi khade hain, kabhi yahan dekh rahe, kabhi wahan dekh rahe. We should put the kufl Madina, the lock of Madinatul Munawwara upon these eyes. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would not gaze at anybody just like that. Khair, there are three stages of a person's life. One is his youth, which we all pass by, which we all go through. One is childhood, one is youth, and one is old age. We all pass through the phase of being a child. You know, when you're a youngster, they say, hey, javani hai. And this javani and this childhood of a person is crazy. Especially the youth of a person is active. He wants to accomplish those things that he knows I cannot do in my old age. As they say, you are young now, enjoy your life. Do whatever you want to do. And this dominates the human nature. This nafsi desires, nafsani desires, the inner desires of a youth or of a youngster dominates the nature of a human being because he wants to do those things which are contrary to the nature of a person. By nature, a person is supposed to be humble, supposed to be calm. And because of the youth, he wants to try drugs. He wants to have friends. He wants to have unlawful friends. He wants to wander around places, sometimes haram places. So it's because of the youth, because of the company, you want to test and do things and enjoy life. As people say, you live once, you know. So ek hi martaba jeena hai, to jee bhar ke isko jiye, uske baad to marna hi hai. Is tarah ke jo khayalat aur waswase shaitan ki taraf se aate hain, it actually has destroyed many of the youth out there. Phir kya hota hai, jab budhapa aa jata hai, when a person is old age, now he has a bag of tablets that he's walking and taking with him. Dawaiyon ke baghair guzara nahi hota hai. He's got pressure, he's got sugar, he's got this problem, he's got that problem. So, repenting or becoming pious in the old age is not something really admirable. Normally people repent because of knowing the fact that they're going to go in the grave. But what's really admirable is that when a person is young, he is jawan, and at that age or in the state of being young, a person then tolerates and controls his inner desires. And he adopts piety for the pleasure and for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. This is a great example of our pious predecessors who could have done if they wished to do things in their youth, but for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were so modest that it is through the barakat of this modesty they stayed away from immoralities and they were not immodest. Allahu Akbar. Really amazing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us just as he has protected these pious individuals, subhanallah. At every moment in their lives, they realize how important it was for us to do this and for them to do that. Allahu Akbar. No matter how hard the nafs and shaitan tempted them to do things in life, they restrained, they controlled for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, inshallah, azzawajal, let us listen to another beautiful parable which will surely motivate us because shaitan is behind every one of us. I had a lecture done only on this topic, not once, several times we had bayanat. And on Madini channel, over and again, you hear this nara and the slogan, shaitan ke khilaaf jang, jari rahega. The battle against shaitan and the devil will continue because it is shaitan who is after every human being nonetheless. In the time of Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, there was a young man who was very much admired by people, for he was a youngster and he would not miss his salah. He would be there for Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. He would be there most of the time in the masjid. He was a worshipping youngster. And it has been mentioned that as he would go for salah, there was a woman that used to invite him towards haram. But he would just lower his head and continue going to the masjid or wherever he would go. And one day, Shaitan tempted him, played with his mind, tickled his mind, that go for it. There's no one there to see and there's no one there to ask. So just go. So this youngster went forward. And the moment he goes to the door of this woman to commit and to bring in action the intention that he has in his heart, this young man then recalls this verse of the Holy Quran Pak. What is the verse? It has been mentioned that he recalled this verse in Surah Al-A'raf, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
إن الذين اتقوا إذا مسهم طائف من الشيطان تذكروا فإذا هم مبصرون.
This young man who was about to carry out that desire of his and bring it into action, a namazi, a abid, a pious youngster, Allahu Akbar, just before he could do anything, he recalled and he pondered over this verse of the Holy Quran that indeed those who fear and get alerted whenever a temptation of the devil troubles them, and they perceive immediately, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. So a glad tiding has been given in this ayah, because indeed those who fear and get alerted when a temptation of the devil troubles them. So, as I said, Shaitan is behind every one of us. Aur wo koshish karta rehta hai ki isko abhi phisulwa dun, abhi girwa dun. Let this person commit this guna, let this person commit this guna. You make a firm intention, today I'm leaving my home, I'm not going to commit any guna, I'm not going to backbite, I'm not going to steal, I'm not going to lie, I'm not going to talk to unlawful, I'm not going to have any unlawful relationship with anybody. We make these intentions, alhamdulillah, but Shaitan peeche pada hua hai, koshish karta hai, waswasa dalta hai, dil mein, khayal mein, nafs ko bhari kar deta hai, Allahu Akbar. And when this youngster recalled this verse of the Holy Quran, that Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us about those lucky and fortunate people who get alerted when the temptations of Shaitan troubles them. They realize that no, it is Shaitan that wants me to do this. This young man standing at the door of a woman that invited him for so many months and for years, he never ever fell for it, and one day he himself goes before her even calling him, and when he recalls this verse, he falls unconscious at her door. Allahu Akbar. Right at the doorstep, he falls unconscious. On the other hand, the father is in search, the family is in search, and they finally got to know his whereabouts. They go there, they sprinkle some water on his face, he wakes up. They take him to the house, they make him rest. And then the father politely asks him, son, what had happened to you? Hua kya hai? How did you fall unconscious? And what were you doing at the door? This young man did not conceal this from his father. He said, oh my father, baat ye hai ki, for a few months now, there was a woman that was inviting me to commit guna and fornication. And it was this day that I fell for it. Abba, I was coming back from salah and something just, you know, pulled me towards that. And as I went there, I recalled this verse of the Holy Quran. When I recalled this verse of the Holy Quran, something just happened to me. And I fell unconscious. Allahu Akbar. As he is narrating the story to his father, again he started to cry. And he cried so much, it has been mentioned that it was the same night he passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Without even committing any guna, he passed away. Allah. Without committing that guna or bringing that sin into action, he passed on. Nonetheless, in the middle of the night, he was given ghusl, he was shrouded, his janazah was performed, he was buried. The next morning, this news reached Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He went to present his condolences to the house and he spoke to the father, asking the father, why did you not let me know about your son passing away during the night? I would have also been there for his janazah. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu replied and said, no, I did not find this appropriate to disturb you and your sleep. I did not find this suitable, therefore everything got done. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu then told the father that if you don't mind, can we go together to the graveyard? And then he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu goes to the graveyard along with the father, and then he goes there to the qabr and he says salam, he makes salam to the deceased of the grave, and he says, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. Who is saying this? That Khalifa of Islam from whom Shaitan would even run. Allahu Akbar. That Khalifa of Islam whom who was given the glad tidings of Jannah in this very world. Friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a beloved companion of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He says to the deceased, and for the one who fears and stands before his Lord, there are two gardens for him. He recites this verse of the Holy Quran. Who is reciting it? Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He is telling the deceased of the governor that those who fear Allah, those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and stand before his Lord with fear and khawf in the heart, for that person, there is two gardens in Jannah. And then a sound was heard from inside the qabr of that young man. By calling out from inside the grave, he says, Ya Amirul Mu'mineen, O the leader of the believers, indeed my Rabb has granted me those two paradise and those two gardens that you're talking about. Subhanallah, subhanallah. My Rabb has granted me those two gardens from his mercy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our sins.
جنت میں بسانا دوزخ سے بچا کر مجھے جنت میں بسانا دوزخ سے بچا کر مجھے جنت میں بسانا
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ ماشاءاللہ الحمدللہ Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, you are watching this program called The Early Echo, in which we are discussing the blessings of modesty, being modest, feeling shy. Unfortunately, ہم اتنے بے باک ہو چکے ہیں because of shaitan. Our youth, our children, our offspring of today do not, they would discuss or they would talk anything, rude topics, you know, bad words are mentioned in front of the parents. They would swear, use vulgar languages, and they would speak about immodest things, and they would even watch immodest videos. Allahu Akbar. And they would not feel shy because as a family, father, mother, daughter, children, everybody sitting and watching a movie. Astaghfirullah. Restricted 18, but there's a 12-year-old child watching. When the rude scene comes, we just say, close your eyes, son. It's fine. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on our condition. The same child then does things in front of the parents. He brings girls and come to his home. He does whatever he wishes to do. Parents say, no, they are just friends. Let them do what they want to do. There is no modesty in our society anymore. We have lacked this to this extent ki iska khatma ho chuka hai. Bilkul samajh liya. Looking at the miserable condition of our society, these thoughts come over and again in the mind. How were our pious predecessors? That the angels would feel shy from them. Then how much modest were they? Where is that modesty gone? Where is that sharmu haya gone? When you're talking to your father, don't call him by his name. In front of your parents, don't call them by names. But no, we would like to call them by name. We would shout them publicly. We would rebuke at them. Because there is no more haya left. Allahu Akbar. It is through the temptations of shaitan. Shaitan wants us to do this. And when we indulge in such activities, he is so happy. We just become the slaves of shaitan. We become his servant, an obedient servant. What our Rabb is saying, it's so hard to do that. What shaitan says us to do, he just puts one whisper in the ear, in the heart, in the mind, and ear, we follow it instantly. Are we even trying to control our desires for once for the pleasure of Allah? Have you ever tried, I know shaitan is making me do this. Shaitan wants me to pick up my phone and make an appointment. He wants me to go and visit and he wants me to go and commit this guna and sin. But for the sake of my Rabb, I will restrain. I will control my desires and I will discipline my desires. Knowing that shaitan is doing this, we obediently say labbaik to the whispers of shaitan and we indulge in such activities. tangling ourselves in the tricks and the traps of shaitan. Once again, I would like to remind the viewers and listeners of Madinah channel, recall these verses of the Holy Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal has reminded you in the Holy Quran. Read this Holy Quran, the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, and seek knowledge from it and understand that your Rabb has warned us. Our Lord has reminded us in the Holy Quran. If only we could read this verse every day.
وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ إِنَّمَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالسُّوءِ وَالْفَحْشَاءِ وَأَنْ تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
And do not follow the footsteps of the devil. Undoubtedly, he is your open enemy. For he will only instruct you towards evil and immodesty, and that you fabricate matters concerning Allah, what you do not know. You will fabricate matters concerning Allah, what you do not know. And look at it these days. Without knowledge, we are engaging in such debates about taqdeer, about Allah, about what Allah has said, about what Allah wants to do. Such discussions and topics are happening between Muslims, and you realize this brother is not qualified to even discuss these matters, but we like to indulge and we fabricate things that we just heard. We would forward messages that we just received. Why? Because we are following the footsteps of shaitan. We have become so immodest. Allah has warned us, he is your open enemy. For others, you may have doubt, he may be doing jadu for me. For others, you only have a doubt that he hates me. But here, there is no doubt in the enmity of shaitan. It is a confirmed thing that he is your enemy and he wants you to suffer in this world and in the hereafter. When does he ever want you to be obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal? But unfortunately, this is our critical condition, that this has died out in our society. Intermingling of sexes, shaking hands of the woman, the way they dress and they walk, and we happily entertain this by saying, wow, you are dressed so beautiful. You look very nice. Be the way you are. Other men can stay at you, it's fine. On the day of judgment, when hot iron rods and lead will be melted and poured into my eye, it's fine. This is what we're trying to say, because we can tolerate it. Astaghfirullah. They will go into Jahannam and you will also go because of not correcting them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on our condition. Dear viewers and listeners of Madinah channel, shaitan wants us to do all these immodest actions and amal in this world. However, inshallah azza wa jal, since we have spoken about women, I do not want to elaborate a lot on this, but we'll recite another verse in the Holy Quran that speaks about the chastity of women. And inshallah azza wa jal, if you are a brother, if you are a son, if you are a husband, then take the stance, take the bull by its horn and discuss these matters. Don't feel shy. Discuss it, because as a brother on the day of judgment, though you never need to do what she was supposed to do, but because you did not rectify it, you will also go with her in the hellfire. As a husband, as a son, or as a whatever relationship you have. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the glorious Quran Park has mentioned,
وَكُلِّ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنَّ وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ إِلَّا مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَلَا يَضْرِبْنَ بِخُمُرِهِنَّ عَلَى جُيُوبِهِنَّ وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. And command the Muslim woman to keep their gaze low and to protect their chastity, and do not reveal their adornment except what is itself apparent. Do not reveal that except that which is itself apparent. Now we want to reveal those body parts which are supposed to be hidden, and that which not supposed to be hidden, we'll go and cover that. Or which that is okay for it to be revealed, we'll cover that. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. And keep putting their head coverings over their bosoms and not to reveal their abdomen. So our head's supposed to be covered. We're supposed to be dressed Islamically from head to toe, as Allah Azza wa Jal wants us to dress. Unfortunately, our miserable conditions are before our sights. Our Islamic sisters and mothers have become so immodest. May Allah Azza wa Jal guide us. Dear viewers on this Madini channel, before we listen to a beautiful package of a great mufti of his time, mashallah, I shall introduce him just as I mentioned this beautiful incident. After the blessed demise of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from this world, it has been noted that no one had ever seen Hazrat Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala ever smile. She was never ever seen smiling except for this, that since no one had ever seen her, no other strange man's sight ever fell on her. In other words, no other strange man ever seen Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. She was so modest that she never allowed any man to glance at her and see her. She would take all measures and precautions. She would make sure that no other man sees her the way she is. Allahu Akbar. To this extent that the only time she smiled, it has been recorded, when Hazrat Asma binti Umais radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says that in Ethiopia, she seen that the woman created, they collected some branches of trees and made it like a bier, you know, that you carry the janazah on go upon. So she says that the shroud was there and that janazah was covered by those branch trees. Allahu Akbar. Those branches were made, they were collected first and then put together, which created like a parada facility for the janazah. She was so happy to hear that. She was so happy that she never smiled for anything. But when she heard this news that Asma binti Umais radiallahu ta'ala anha said that she seen this in Ethiopia, this brought a smile to her. Aside from this one smile, she was never ever seen smile before that or after that, demise of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And therefore, she made a faryad, she made a request, she made a plea, or should I say a will, that when I pass away, this is how I want my janazah to also be performed. It was her request that her janazah must be performed in the night so that no one would see her janazah. Over and above, she must be shrouded, and even her mayyat must be shrouded. After being shrouded, it must be covered with the trees and plants so that no one sees her. Just as no one had ever seen her in the dunya, nobody must see her even going into the qabr. And on the day of judgment, the shan and the status of Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala is this, that when she will cross on the bridge of Sirat, an announcer will announce, O people of mahshar, O people of the day of judgment, lower your gaze, because now the daughter of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is going to cross the bridge of Sirat. And as she will cross the bridge of Sirat, no person on the day of judgment would see her as she is crossing the bridge of Sirat. Subhanallah. This is how modest she was in the dunya, that her modesty will also be kept on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Beyond our imagination. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us abundantly. Itrate Fatima par ujagar nisar. Sayyida ka gharana salamat rahe. Sayyida ka gharana salamat rahe. Sayyida ka gharana salamat rahe. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya Nabi Allah. We have a very beautiful video clip of our respected honorable Hazrat Allama Maulana Mufti Qasim Sahib Qibla Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah. And hum inse madani phool lenge, a very knowledgeable person, subhanallah, who needs no introduction, of course. And it will be an honor playing his video on our program called The Early Echo. So tell inshallah, let us learn some madani pearls from Mufti Sahib, inshallah. After this, we will continue with our program. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
If a person wants to be pious and want to do more and more good deeds and want to get more reward, so what virtues shall he choose?
That should be the zeal of every Muslim, that he should become pious more and more. He should be pious more than others. As Allah said in the Holy Quran, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Do competition in the matters of virtues. In virtue, you should do competition, not in the world, in the worldly matters, in wealth. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. In virtues, you should excel each other. You should excel one another. So we should do that. And when, if a person wanna earn thawab and reward more and more. So there are many ways. The first thing is this, that a person should follow all the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because sunnah are the main things and they are the best actions what we can do. Because Allah Azza wa Jal has given one role model, and that role model is only the being of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah Azza wa Jal has ordered us to follow him. As in the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Indeed, in the life of Rasulullah, there is role model for you. So, when the best life is the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and best actions are the actions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and best way of life is the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so if we act upon that, if we follow that way, so then we will get reward more and more. In another verse of the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. O beloved Rasul, say to these people, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ, if you claim that you love Allah, so fattabi'uni, then follow me. Yuhibbukumullah, Allah will love you, Allah will like you. Wayaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Allah will pardon your sins. So the way of getting the love of Allah, the way of being the lover of Allah, and being the beloved of Allah, there is only one way, and that way is follow the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that's why the best way to become more pious, or the more pious person, is following the sunnah. And the second thing is that if a person wanna earn thawab more and more, so he should follow those ahadith and ayat in which the best actions have been mentioned. For example, there are many ahadith. I think you know that in some ahadith it is mentioned the best of you is that person. As in one hadith it is said, khayrukum man ta'allama al-Qur'ana wa 'allamahu, the best of you is that person who learns Quran then he teaches Quran. So if we wanna become the most pious people, then learning the Holy Quran and teaching the Holy Quran should be our habit. That should be our action. So khayrukum man ta'allama al-Quran wa 'allamahu. In another hadith, the another action is mentioned as khayrukum li ahli, the best of you is that person who is best for his family. So he who is well behaved and well mannered with his family, who fulfills the right of his family, and who pays proper attention to his family, and who upbrings them in proper way, and who upbring his children is in Islamic way, that person is the best. So if we learn and if we read these kind of ahadith, we will be able to learn many ways and many actions. If we adopt those and if we follow those actions, we will become more wise. That is the second way. And the third way is this, that there are some actions which are much more better than many other actions, because sometimes it happens the charity which is continuous, the continuous charity is also one way to become more pious. Because if a person writes any book, if a scholar writes any book, and his book is very useful for other people, so as long as the people will be reading that book, this person will get reward of those people as well. As Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi has written one book, Bukhari Sharif. So he has written Bukhari Sharif, but mashallah, till the day of judgment, as long as the people will read the book of Bukhari, Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi will get the reward of those people. As Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, he laid the foundation of fiqh. So now millions of Muslims are, billions of Muslims are the follower of Imam Adam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayh. They are following Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayh, and till the day of judgment, the people who will follow Imam Azam, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayh, the reward of those people will go to Imam Azam radiallahu ta'ala. And in the same way, if a person is a Qarisa, he's a teacher of the Quran, and he teaches Quran to children, to other people. So as long as these people will be reciting the Holy Quran, this person will get the reward of those. As a muballigh, when he makes bayan in ijtima and some people listen to his bayan and they follow him and they act upon according to his bayan, so as long as these people will act upon according to that bayan, this person will get the reward of that bayan. So there are many ways of continuous virtues. So if we focus upon continuous virtues, that after our death, our reward will be going on. So then there are many ways. So if we adopt these three ways, first the following of the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and try to finding and acting upon those ahadith in which the best actions have been mentioned. If we adopt those actions, so then we can become the more pious. And the third thing is continuous charity. Continuous charity or continuous virtue. So if we open the door of virtues for the people, and people are following that way and that door, so then inshallah we can get reward after our death as well.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, we were watching Mufti Qasim Sahib, who was giving us some beautiful and amazing nasiha and advice, beautiful words of wisdom. If a person wants to become pious, what should he do? MashaAllah, I'm hoping that we could, combine our topic of discussion with the words of wisdom discussed by Mufti Qasim Sahib. Alhamdulillah, automatically we would know how can we adopt modesty and piety together. They work like a glove, hand in hand, inshallah. Azawajal, the more modest a person is, as I mentioned, the stronger his iman would be. If we have lost this modesty, bring it back. Yes, bring it back. Start from somewhere. Find a place where to start, inshallah. And learn to respect. Adab jitna karenge, inshallah, to utna hi ye sharmo haya badhega. It will increase in a person how to speak to my parents. What tone should I speak with them with? When I meet my asatiz and my teachers, how should I stand in front of them? When you adopt adab and respect, automatically you will start feeling shy for them as well. In other words, you will have modesty. You would not become a person who is immodest. Then you would not care how you are walking, how you are talking, how you are eating, and how you are carrying out, how do you carry yourself out amongst people. These things are seen by people. People talk about these things. Moreover, leave people, your Rabb is watching you. So let us, inshallah, azawajal, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, control our sights, our eyes, because everything begins from here. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, apne aankhon ka kufle Madina lagaye, inshallah, azawajal, control these eyes, and a person will automatically adopt modesty. We have come to the end. Tomorrow we shall be back. Until then, do not forget what is our missionary statement of Da'wat Islami. As a reminder, as I do it at the end of every program, and that is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.